Psychic Radio.
24 hours a day. Reach out from beyond to your ears. On the web now. Log on to psychiconair.com. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. With your direct connect to the stars, reach out from beyond to your ears. This is Psychic Radio.
We know you're listening.
Log on to psychiconair.com. Chicken soup for your psychic soul.
Psychic Radio.
We know you're listening. Log on to psychiconair.com.
Psychic Radio, WYCD,
HD3 Detroit,
KJAQ,
HD3 Seattle,
WBMX,
HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
Your soul is the clear path to divine consciousness, and there are three modalities that I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and assist you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing can release you, your home, or place of work from negative energy connections, help you to realign your true and expressed self, restore a sense of balance between your inner world and your external living environments, and provide fresh ground for new spiritual growth and higher consciousness. An Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights, right here at 7 p.m. on the Sky Psychic Radio. I also have the show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. To me, February is love month, so all month long, I will be doing live readings on your relationships for 2010. So give us a call now at 248-545-7685. So tonight, we're going to discuss how self-love leads to better relationships. Self-love seems to be one of those concepts that a lot of us don't really know how we fit into our lives because, one, we've been told that it's selfish. We've been told that our ego is wrong, even though there is a positive ego within all of us. And truly, you know, it is how our soul wants expression. So we really want to look at what self-love is. And I've really broken it down into many different areas. So we'll go through them tonight. But do remember that this is a live call-in show, and we're doing readings on relationship all month of February because it's love month. All right, so let's look at self-love. Self-love often is a problem when we don't feel safe or protected as a child. We were taught early that love was conditional on our behavior and our experiences as a child. So often, learning to love ourselves is a foreign concept. We're told it's selfish to focus on us, and we never learned how to understand or appreciate ourselves. And it begins to form through learning what unconditional means, because, you know, we've never had examples of what unconditional love is, except possibly when we were very, very young and, you know, right out of the womb. And we usually connect with our mother, and that connection is usually quite strong. So we know then what unconditional love is. But as we got older, love became conditional. And so when we think of loving another, are there conditions placed on this? Can we acknowledge ourselves for being worthy of love? Until we can, how can we love someone else unconditionally? How can we become aware and what does unconditional mean to you? And do you often use negative self-talk? So we do have our first caller. We have Mary from Kentucky. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Hello?
I'm here.
Hi.
I missed a little bit of that. Sorry.
You're doing reading about relationships?
Yes. How about give me an idea of what it is that you are, what it is that you are looking for?
Well, I'm married.
Okay. You're married. Okay. Unfortunately, we seem to be having a few little problems, so we are going to go to break. I hope that you, Mary, are staying on the line, and we will come right back. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. You are listening to Into the Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio. PsychicOnAir.com. Wake up call with Ellen Todd.
Put your hands on either side of his face. Maybe sit on his lap. That might get his attention. And say, honey, you're hurting me.
Yeah.
And I know you don't want to hurt me, but you're hurting me so much that I don't want to come home anymore.
Hi, it's Tom Force. Reverend L. Newman and I are here Monday nights, 7 till 9, primetime Eastern Time in the United States, with Wake Up Call on Psychic Radio.
Psychic Radio.
We know you're listening. Life is a journey. Let us be your guide. Reach out on the net now, psychiconair.com.
Look for Psychic Radio on your AOL radio player.
Grace on the water, lips like sugar, lips like sugar. Just when you think you've caught her, she glides across the water. She calls for you tonight to share this moonlight.
Imagine. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
And hopefully we are clearer this time. So it is Intuitive Soul, and we are clearing a path to divine consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationships with ourselves, with others, to even our relationships with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this in a weekly show Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and I invite you to join me and call in your questions that I will answer each week live and intuitively at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Hopefully we got Mary back, but let's see what happens here. We are talking, this is Love Month, all of February, and we are doing live readings on relationships, and we've been talking about self-love. So I want to look at, you know, whether we, you know, whether we can acknowledge ourselves as being worthy of love. And until then, you know, are we loving unconditionally? And what does that mean to us? So I think we do have Mary back on the line. Mary. Hello? From Connecticut. Are you back?
Yes, I'm from Kentucky.
Oh, sorry. Yes, you are. Okay, so Mary, you're married and?
And married a long time.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think we have a good relationship, but, you know, being married a long time is, you know, wearing on a relationship as well.
Right. So, the passion.
Yeah, so I was hoping maybe you had some insight.
Absolutely. Okay, so, you know, a problem often occurs when we, you know, when we do get in situations for a long time, and often, you know, it really has to do with connecting to ourselves and feeling good on our end. And it's often something where we have to think about, you know, what do we truly want? And we all want to be loved, and we all are looking at that. But sometimes, you know, we let life happen. And life, when life happens, it often, you know, makes us feel like we are not good enough, or we're, you know, or our partners are no longer good enough. And so this, you know, starts to play on us. And, you know, intimacy is something that we have to build all the time. It is something, communication is something that is so important to all of us. Now, tonight's show is all about, you know, learning to love ourselves, because when we can love ourselves and when we take on the responsibility that really it's not our partner that's the problem, and it's not us that's the problem either. It's not about blame. It's not about looking at someone to blame. It's really just about taking responsibility for our own happiness and our own joy. And when we've been in relationships for a really long time, it becomes, you know, a bit stagnated, and it becomes a bit boring. And what we really need to do is to find something new, just something different to try. And, you know, it can be on your own, that you can look for new things to sort of spice up your own life. Or you may want to look at, you know, creating something for the two of you that you've never done before. And, you know, often I hear of couples, you know, that they decide to have a date night every week. And this, you know, this brings back that spontaneity and that playfulness, and, you know, an area in our lives that we probably haven't done for a long time. And so it sort of rejuvenates. Now, there's so many things that I could recommend, and, you know, books on tantra, or, you know, bringing, you know, spiritual sexuality into your relationship and, you know, livening it up that way. I mean, there's so many things that I recommend, because I don't see any problems in your relationship other than the fact that you need to sort of just spice it up a little. You need to find some new things to do that will, you know, bring some passion back into your lives. And I think, you know, you can do it on your own, but it would be so much better if you did it with your husband and found a way to, you know, to have some childlike innocence again. So how is that feeling to you, Mary? Because I really don't see any problems. It's just about, you know, really finding some way to have some fun.
Yeah, I think I just don't quite know how to go about it. You know, how to make
right.
it happen.
You know, and that's often, you know, a challenge because we, you know, we get into a routine and we think that everything is, you know, is just boring. So I think if you talked to him, if you asked, you know, just sort of talked about it, that I think that things would shift a lot for you. And I think if you communicated to people and let them know, then I think, you know, there'd be a lot of, I think he would agree with you. And I think, you know, you could find a way to really embrace this, and it will make a big difference for both of you.
Okay. Well, I'll try to look a little more.
Yeah. Just find something to do for fun because it will work. I promise. Okay.
All right.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
Thank you.
Okay. So we are having a little bit of problem with hearing our callers. We do have some callers on the line, and I would love to get back to them. But it seems that we have a few things that we need to sort out before we can bring the callers on. So let's move forward and talk about what self-love is and how to work through it. And, you know, how often we use negative self-talk with regards to ourselves. And, you know, one of the ways that we can look at improving our own self-love is to become aware and compliment yourself at least 3 times a day. Using different compliments each time every day. And so what will happen is that you will start to begin to appreciate yourself. You will start to look at areas in your life because you can only do three different ones each day. And I would do it for a week or a couple weeks or even a month, because this is really about how we want to improve ourselves so that we can be in a relationship, so that we can attract and maintain, you know, a really loving, beautiful relationship. And, you know, it's not easy to compliment yourself. It's not easy finding things about yourself that you love or embrace, or things that you're doing that you are enjoying, or but when you do this, when you start to make a shift in that, then you start to really shift in all areas of your life. And so think about this. And think about, you know, how you would like others to appreciate you and love you. And then think about all of the love that you give to others. And then ask yourself, if you give so much to others and you want love from others, then wouldn't you be able to give it to yourself? And let's look at self-respect as well. Often self-respect comes because we have a hierarchy that's based on strength, size, financial worth, and other physical characters. You know, children are often at the bottom of the hierarchy, and that's where we learn, and that's where we first come out. Typically, you know, from this hierarchy, because we think that there's someone better than us, and then there would be somebody below us, you know, we need to look at, you know, how do we love ourselves, or do we have respect for ourselves? Typically, this means we are giving our power away to someone who we believe is higher than us, and we judge them, we judge others for who we feel are below us, and we respect people based on their status. So how do they measure up, and how do we measure up? We are all worthy of self-love and respect, and when we respect ourselves, we respect others, and others will respect us. And all relationships begin with respect. So we do have two other callers. They are still on the line. We have John from Florida. Hi, John.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. I'm good. So tell me a little bit about what's going on in your relationship.
I'm single right now.
Okay. And what are you doing to change that?
I've been going out to like a spiritual group. It's like a church,
Yeah. Okay. So when you want to attract a spiritual type relationship, you know, this really comes from what are you projecting inside of you? What are you thinking about when you want a relationship? So are you thinking about the same types of qualities that you have within yourself? I'm assuming that you're on the spiritual journey, and so you're wanting to bring someone into your life that will complement you. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And so when you think about, see, this is when we get into the law of attraction and how important it is to understand who we are, what qualities we're wanting, what we're looking for in another partner, and then embracing those qualities. So when you think about yourself, think about all of the things that are really positive within you. Think about all of the different ways that you would like to have a relationship complement you. Think about the different qualities that you are looking for. I know that there is someone that's really close right now, and I'm not sure if you're not aware of this person. You haven't met this person yet. I have a feeling, though, that you have, and I'm not sure if maybe there's some judgment, not so much on your part, but just maybe not being aware of what spirituality means, because it means so many different things to many different people. And I think that this new person coming into your life may not be exactly the qualities that you are thinking about what spirituality means. And I think what I would say to this is be really open. It's really good to be clear about what you want. It's also really good to not limit yourself because you think someone has to be like this. Does that make sense?
You said like this, or what did you say?
Yeah, I think you're thinking that they have to look a certain way in their spiritual journey. And and what I'm suggesting is be really open, because this person that's coming may not be what you're thinking spirituality is, and yet be extremely spiritual. It's just in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay,
because I see somebody really close to you. So if you haven't met them yet, you are definitely going to meet them soon. And just be really, really open.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a great evening. Okay, and we have Donna from California. Hi, Donna.
How are you?
Great.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Donna. It's just, I'm not sure what's going on.
Anyways, I'm 55 and I've never been married. Had a lot of emotional problems growing up, kind of a dysfunctional, emotionally abused, and a couple other things. And but now I'm putting my heart out there and I'm wanting to meet someone and, you know, have a companion, maybe travel partner, that type of thing. Someone that, you know, I feel like our heart is one. And I was wondering, do you see someone coming into my life?
Okay. So there's a couple things I would recommend, Donna.
Okay.
One is, you know, you're a very strong woman who has lived very independently all her life.
Yeah.
And that independence, men see you as independent. Men see you as complete. Men don't see you as necessarily wanting a relationship, because they think that you're already so independent, or either that, or they think you're already in a relationship because you're happy with who you are. And There are a lot of strong women out there that are just the same as you. And there is a lot of women that, you know, that like you in that, you know, they haven't been married and they've, it's just fascinating. I mean, this is the only time in history where there have been so many women that are single and they're okay with that. And yet we all want to be loved. We all want, you know, to have someone within our lives to share our experience with. So, a couple things. I want you to be incredibly open, kind of similar to the last person I was speaking to, in that you need to just completely open yourself up instead of, you know, don't have any expectations. Just really open yourself up. You already know what you want. You've already known, you know, the kind of people you would like, the what would complement your life. You kind of do this work. But in this case, you need to now shift your focus from, you know, everything that you've sort of been expecting. And I want you to, you know, just get yourself out there. Be really open. Let people know that you're thinking of dating. Let your friends know. You know, go online. Do things that you've never done before. Not necessarily something that takes you at your comfort zone, but just something that you just have never experienced or done before. Something really fun. I mean, really fun. Do things in groups. Get yourself out there and really enjoy yourself. There is somebody coming, but because you are so strong and because you are so confident and you're so independent, men just don't know, you know, men just don't know how to take you, okay? So you're just going to shift your experience from just being really, really playful and enjoying yourself and not worrying so much about, you know, what's going to happen or anything like that. Just really, truly enjoy yourself. And I see it, you know, you're going to be doing something completely different. And that's how you're going to meet. Like, it's going to be something that you've always wanted to do. It's going to be a group. I'm not sure what it is, but, you know, it's something like surfing or it's, you know, it's something really fun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it could be I mean, it's going to be something that's completely different from what you experience. And that's what you need to do. You need to get yourself out there. You need to do something just for yourself. That's so much fun, and that's how you're going to meet.
Oh,
and it can be single stuff. It just, you know, get yourself out there.
Sounds good.
It, you know what? It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, good. I'm going to Europe this summer. My friend's friend is going to pay for me, and my brother gave me a ticket, and I'm going for 3.5 months. That might be fun.
You know what? I think that could be something that's going to be something that changes everything for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Okay. Well, it was so nice talking to you, and thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So we're going to go to break now. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio. 24 hours a day. Reach out from beyond to your ears. On the web now. Log on to psychiconair.com. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. This is Psychic Radio.
Powered online by AOL at psychiconair.com.
We know you're listening.
I don't know what I've done or if I like what I've begun. But something told me to run, and honey, you know me, it's all going on. There were sounds in my head, a little voice is whispering that I should go and this should end. Found myself losing
See, I thought love was black and white, that it was wrong, or it was right. I don't know what I've done, or if I like what I've begun. But something told me to run, and honey, you know me, it's all going on. And I don't know if I could stand another hand upon me. All I know is that I should, 'cause you will love you more than I could. She who dares to stand where I stood, oh, she who dares to stand where I stood.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul is to clear a path to divine consciousness. There are three modalities that I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and assist you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts, feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing can release you, your home, or place of work from negative energy connections, help you to realign your true and expressed self, restore a sense of balance between your inner world and your external living environments, and provide fresh ground for new spiritual growth and higher consciousness. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on The Sky Psychic Radio. I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live Thursday evenings. Call in now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, because this is Love Month, and all month long we are doing radio readings on relationships. So give us a call. So we've been talking about self-love and how self-love leads to better relationships. And we've looked at self-love and we've looked at self-respect. Let's look at self-acceptance. You know, often self-acceptance is an issue if we've ever been abandoned, where money is more important than love, or that we felt we've been judged. We were taught that we were not lovable and acceptable as we are, that there were conditions placed on us, and so to accept ourselves is to look at the conditions we placed and to begin understanding and accepting ourselves as we are, not to feel we need to hide or pretend to be someone else for love. We have to become more authentic and accept the good, bad, and ugly of ourselves, because it is who we are, and there is nothing not to accept. It is all perfect and unique. We just have judged who we are, and therefore we have chosen to make changes, because we thought if we did this, that we would be more lovable to others. But what it made us is less authentic and miserable. We are acceptable just as we are, but some of us have to rediscover who that is and must accept ourselves for others to accept us and for our relationships to blossom and grow. We have two callers. We have Anthony from California. Welcome, Anthony.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for taking my call. I'm looking for some, career guidance. I left my job about 15 months ago in October of 2008, and I did a lot of reading. I started reading back in, say, like July of 2008, mid 2008, about a year and a half ago, and I read the book The Secret, a lot of other spiritual books, and I read some Doreen Virtue books, Esther and Jerry Hicks books, Asking It Is Given, a lot of spiritual learning. And so I left my job thinking that I, you know, needed to do something different with my life, something better, something more spiritual, something, you know, just with all this new information, you know, integrating all the new information. I had a, you know, online radio show for about 6 months that I did from December through July, and it just never provided for me financially. And just this past September, my girlfriend told me she was pregnant, so now I kind of need to buckle down and do something to provide for a family. So I'm just looking for a little bit of career guidance.
Okay, well, that's, you know, I would recommend that, you know, I would never suggest that anybody ever leave their job until they are ready to create that change. You know, a lot of the information out there is really wonderful, and it inspires us and it brings passion to us and it gets us very excited about possibilities. It is very challenging at times to create what we're looking for when we're used to a certain income and we're used to a certain way of living. Because you made such a radical change so quickly, this is a show about love, but we can look at, you know, you shifted into a place of what you thought you would love to do. And I think what you need to do at this point is to look at doing that part-time to build up different areas in your life and look at all those possibilities and all of that experience that you started to get. You know, you were close to making a shift, but with the situation that it is, probably not the best time to have left a career, even though that's not the career you wanted. I would recommend, you know, looking at different areas that you still really enjoy, but just to get yourself back in, to build back your confidence, and then look at exploring the other areas that you're getting really passionate about and see possibilities in as well, in a more, you know, just start off a little bit easier instead of, you know, going gung-ho and, you know, building up from a place that you have never been before yet. It's go back into something that you enjoy, that has an employment to it, and then work on the new things, you know, do some shows in the evening or whatever, do the things that you're very passionate about, do them more on a part-time basis and get yourself back into a place where you're feeling confident about yourself and possibilities building. Okay. Are you still there, Anthony? Okay. So we also have Candy from Oregon. Candy, are you there?
Hi, Laura. This is Candy.
You?
How are you?
I'm great. So
good.
What are you looking for?
I'm sorry?
What are you looking for?
Well, I heard you tell the other gentleman that this is a show of love. And I would like to know if you see anything in my path as far as that goes.
What's been happening so far? When were you last in a relationship?
It's been almost 4 years now.
Okay. And there's no reason for that. Why? Were you really hurt?
I was. Yeah. I was married, and now I've been divorced for a year.
Okay. And so that disappointment has sort of has made you a little concerned about.
About a lot.
Yeah, I was trying to be nice. So that, because of that, because you were hurt, because of that disappointment, you know, you're a little wary of trying something again and getting into something new and, you know, really getting excited about a relationship. And what I recommend is what I said to somebody else, which is, you know, be playful. Make this something fun. Look for an area in your life that, you know, you haven't really done before, and you're looking to, you know, experience something that is a little bit different. And I also want you to think about, you know, we have great examples in our lives about things that we don't want. From the list of all the things that you do not want to have happen again, create a list of the things that you do want to have happen again. Create a list of the things that you would really like to complement your life in a relationship.
I do that mentally.
Okay. Write them down. Make a list. Have it something that you can look at. You know, I'm not a big person on vision boards, but, you know, if you can get, you know, characteristics and things that you're looking for, you know, on a board, I would prefer that you think about, you know, more of an emotional connection, or more of a, you know, qualities that you're looking for. So you're looking for somebody who's trustworthy and, you know, brings joy into your life, and maybe somebody who's financially secure. And so really look at all the different areas in your life that you would like to complement in a relationship. And then I want you to go out and have some fun. And I want you to join some groups that you've never joined before. And I want you to think about, you know, having fun, no expectations, and just really going out there and enjoying yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because there's somebody around. I don't see it maybe happening till about the summer, but you know what? Just enjoy yourself between now and then, and just go out and have some fun.
Okay. Now, I'm looking on your, it's not on your webpage, but it says intuitive energy clearing.
Hmm. Yes.
It's above the intuitive soul radio.
Right.
Okay. How does one do energy clearing?
There are many different ways that you can
do it. To your true expressed self.
For yourself?
Right, for myself.
Yeah, you know, first you need to identify some of the areas that you need to have cleared, and we can look at that. I have done some shows on clearing, and I'm going to be doing a show next week that will be on clearing for love. And maybe that can assist you in some of those areas.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All right, great.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Have a good evening.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so we looked at self-acceptance. Let's look at self-allowance, which is, you know, often when we aren't allowing, we feel we need to rebel and repress our fears. And so when we allow ourselves to be who we are, then we can enjoy our life much more instead of worrying all the time whether the character we are playing will be acceptable to who we are playing the role to. We just allow ourselves to be. Instead of rebelling against our own beliefs and repressing our fears so that we don't allow ourselves to be seen, heard, or acknowledged. And this is exactly what we all want. We want to be seen, we want to be heard, and we need to be acknowledged for who we are. So we have to see, hear, and acknowledge ourselves. Then our relationship will allow us to be who we are. And we can allow, acknowledge, see, and hear our partner as well. Let's look at self-approval. We often, you know, self-approval comes from being punished a lot or breaking the rules. And through punishment, we actually learn to break the rules. So we often seek approval outside of ourselves. We did this with our parents and everyone in our lives. And we need to approve of ourselves only. If we want to have approval from our partner, we need to discover this within ourselves. We need to approve of who we are. We need to feel that we are worthy of this. Then there's self-supportiveness, and that this is our willingness to be supported, the degree of which we feel we are being supported. We often have an issue with feeling supported on this journey. We seek others that are like-minded. We seek people who can support us. But they're always outside of us, and we have to look at what aspect of ourselves that needs to be supported. What aspect of ourselves are we not supporting? Often body pain, like hips or back, are all related to feeling unsupported. Our legs, our hips, our back. If you have any of these pains, it's often because we are feeling unsupported. And so, again, we seek outside of ourselves. We need to find a way to support inside. We need to find a way to support ourselves. There's a lot of power in groups. And we've discussed this, we will discuss this at a later date. We also touched on it last week, but creating a group has a lot of power. It helps you feel supported, but it also helps raise your own consciousness and vibration, as well as the group and the planet. So support groups can assist us, but we also have to identify this area within ourselves so that our partner can support us as well. We have to be able to support ourselves. So we're going to go to break now. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Be sure to check out Breakthrough with A.J. Barrera, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern on the Sky. Breakthrough with A.J. Barrera will feature world-renowned experts in the body, mind, spirit fields, authors, celebrities, conversations about personal life issues in today's society, and intuitive readings by A.J. Barrera. It's a show that'll transform lives. Breakthrough with A.J. Barrera, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, live on the Sky.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Leave.
NewSkyRadio.com.
I promise you the world again. Everything within my hands. All the riches one could dream. They will come from me. I hope that you could understand that this is not what I had planned. Please don't worry now, it will turn around. Cause I need more time, just a few more months and we'll be fine.
The life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul.
with Lori Houston.
248-545 Soul.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
By looking at our relationships, from our relationship with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this in a weekly show Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I invite you to join me and call in your questions that I will answer each week live and intuitively at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. So we have been talking about how self-love leads to better relationships, and we got to look at self-supportiveness. Let's look at self-appreciation, which is, you know, with self-appreciation, there's envy and jealousy when we're not grateful. So appreciation is really important, because when we don't have it, when we feel we aren't appreciated for who we are, we will be jealous and envious and not grateful for who we are. And gratitude really is the key to divine happiness, to joy, and to love. And it shifts the energy and begins attracting what we are wanting in our life. Appreciation is key in all relationships. So self-appreciation becomes really important. There's also self-esteem. When we feel we're unworthy, and a lot of us feel that we're unworthy and our esteem lacks as a result, we need to look at why we feel unworthy of love. This is often equated with our ego, but if we can understand why we believe we're unworthy, all the beliefs we hold in this area, we can understand where our thoughts and beliefs come from. Our thoughts, our expectations, beliefs, fears, and anxieties, and what these are, so that we can shift this and love ourselves. And our partner will have esteem for us as well. So self-esteem and worthiness really come hand in hand. And it's an incredibly important part of learning to love ourselves so that we can have a better relationship. Let's look at self-confidence. You know, this is when we've been criticized and not heard. And we look at our criticisms and who and how we were not heard, seen, or acknowledged. By who? When? Often, you know, this is a pattern that continues when we understand a lot about ourselves and how to increase our confidence. So, you know, it's usually a pattern that happened as a child and repeats itself often. When we begin looking at these areas that we are good at and we can praise ourselves, we could start building up some confidence. And we're not needing outside approval, which is really key. When we always look outside of ourselves for this approval, we need to really come from a place within ourselves so that we can start to see that we are truly as awesome as we are, and that the unique gifts that we offer the world, we can build our confidence, and this confidence will strengthen our relationships. It'll give confidence to create the relationship we want instead of the relationship that reflects our insecurities, so that we know what we need to heal. Self-denial. This is when we've forgotten who we are and we deny our unique expressions of who we are. We deny our emotions, our feelings, and our thoughts. We feel we have to be someone else, and all we have to be is ourselves. However, we have often no clue who that is. We have to remember who we are and begin with things that we enjoyed as children, beginning with the things that make you blissful, the things that attract your attention in others. And if you can see it in someone else and respect it and appreciate it, then likely you have it within yourself, but it might be buried, and you need to allow for these to start coming out, to allow for your unique expression, allow for the incredibleness of who you are, and stop forgetting, stop disbelieving. Let's look at self-neglect, and this is when we were not cared for and didn't receive attention. If we are not cared for and neglected, then we didn't get the attention that we crave, that most of us need, and we often would act out in negative ways to try and get this attention. If we still didn't work, then we may have started to believe that we were not worthy and began to neglect ourselves or neglect our needs and our desires, neglect that we were lovable and acceptable as we are, neglect our emotions as authentic, and begin to be aware of our subtle but not subtle ways to neglect your needs and your wants. And this is when we need to look at, you know, who comes first? Is it your relationship or is it you? There are so many things that we can look at when it comes to self-love. And, you know, it's really important to look at a lot of the areas in our lives. You know, we often feel defeated, deceived. There's lots of judgment and blame. All month is going to be Love Month on Intuitive Soul, and I'm going to be here every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email and phone consultations, remote healing, and clearing for personal home and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show every Thursday evening on my site. My guests tomorrow are at 7 p.m. Dr. Sharon Lamb Hartman, and at 8 p.m., Carolyn Sutherland, the author of The Body Knows. May love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
From our universe to yours, this is Psychic Radio.
We know you're listening.
Log on to psychiconair.com.
Yeah. Did that help at all? Oh, good.
Crazy.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll work on it. Okay. Bye-bye.